Ugh, there's nothing good on TV. Sorry, I was actually talking to myself. I was just saying that there's nothing good on TV. Yep, I had plans. Well, I had to cancel them because I am sick. Yeah, I know, I never watch TV. But I've got nothing else to do right now except lay down, get rest, drink fluids, and hopefully watch some crappy show. But there's nothing crappy on. Can you please do me a favor? Please, pretty, please get me some more water. I would do it, but I cannot get up. I just get dizzy whenever I even try. Thank you. You're an angel. No, I know I would do the same for you. But you're seriously saving me a trip to the kitchen, which is a big deal. Ordinarily, it would not be. But right now, I cannot even imagine getting up. I think I might need a bedpan, too. Oh, it hurts to laugh. I'm kidding about the bedpan, by the way. The water tastes better when you get it. Ow. Remind me not to laugh again. I woke up with it. It's a cold or something, but it's awful. How do you feel? Good. So you don't have it. I hope you don't get it. Here, stay away from me. I don't want you getting sick. So what are your plans tonight? I didn't know that you had a date with her. I remember you saying that you were interested in her, though. That's cool. No! No. Don't cancel. Please don't cancel on my account. Go on the date. Please. Promise me you're going to. Do not cancel. Go get ready for your date. You need to shower and stuff. No, I can't smell you. No. But I know that you like to shower before you go out. Is that what you're wearing on the date? Wait, why aren't you going? Aww. You really didn't have to do that. Ow. It hurts when I laugh. Gosh, I have to stop. Oh, I can take care of myself, I promise. I really can get up if I need to, but I probably just won't drink anything and I'll probably just lay here. Or, you know, you could fill up like 10 cups of water for me and I'll be set until you get home. Ow. Oh, thank you. You know, it's so funny. I used to love getting sick when I was in school. Because then I could just have my mom call me in sick and I could stay home and play video games or like play with Barbies or whatever. But now, I hate being sick. Oh. So, like, you guys had a whole routine that you would do when you were sick. My mom would always cuddle with me, and that was nice. Usually at night when I was trying to get to sleep, because when you're sick, it's so much harder to get to sleep than when you're not. I try stacking up pillows, but it usually does not do the trick. It's still hard to breathe. No, I have not been able to rest yet. I've been trying on this couch since there's nothing to watch, but I can't fall asleep. You don't have to cuddle with me. Ow. That's very nice of you. Yeah, it worked when my mom did it. You don't have to do that. We've never cuddled before. It's okay. I don't want to make you cross any boundaries that you're not comfortable with. I know it's platonic. No, I know. It's a very nice offer. Okay, I'm moving over for you. That's so nice of you. Yeah, I can be your little spoon. I like that a lot. I always choose little spoon. Thank you for doing this for me. You didn't have to, though. You could have gone on your date. By the way, if I do fall asleep, I snore really loudly. Oh, you've heard it even with my door closed? Yeah. Ow. Why do I laugh so much? I'm a giggle machine. No, you don't care if I snore. Oh, thank you. It's nice that you want to help me get rest. I really, really need it. So badly. You know, when you are sick next, I am going to take such good care of you. And, you know, that could be, like, tonight. Because you are very close to me and I'm sick. So I might get you sick right away. And I don't think I can take care of you when I'm sick. So we might be screwed if we're both sick. But when I'm feeling better, I will be happy to take care of you. Okay? I promise. You smell really good. The soap smells better on you than on me, I think. It smells really good on you. I think it has to do with your body chemistry. Is that weird? I'm sorry. Was that awkward? Pheromones. You're going there, are you? Maybe it's pheromones. But now we're turning this platonic cuddling thing into something a little awkward, maybe. My fault, though. I'm the one who had to make it all weird by talking about how you smell. But really, you do smell really good. Damn. I do, too. Yeah, I have not showered today, but thank you. You don't have to return the compliment. It's okay. I don't think it's true. Oh, well, maybe it's my pheromones. No, I haven't dated anyone since we've lived together anyway. Before I moved in with you, I went on some dates, like people I met online. Never like went on a second date or anything, but I mean, I've been on dates. They just weren't for me. I mean, that's true. You can't tell a lot from a first date. I wasn't interested enough for a second date. And I don't want to just settle. So if I'm gonna give someone another chance, I want to make sure that I really, really like them. And that I feel chemistry, because I want to feel chemistry right away, because I know that's possible. See, you know what I mean then? So you felt that with one person when you met them? So there you go. Yeah, I mean, I guess I did have some qualms about moving in with a guy I didn't know, but I was all about saving money on rent. And it's not like I had a boyfriend who would get jealous or care or anything. It didn't really matter to me what your gender was, but you put out the ad, I met you, you seemed nice and trustworthy too. I don't know, you had a good vibe, so it was probably safe for me to move in here. Definitely safe. I knew it was definitely safe. Yep. As I said, I have felt that before. Yeah, where there was like this instant chemistry. When? It was... When was that? I think about 7 months ago. Yeah, I moved here 7 months ago. Busted. Oh. No, I didn't say anything because you're going to be my roommate and I'm not going to make shit awkward. Maybe after we're done being roommates at some point, but while we're roommates, I wanted to keep it. I mean, not professional because we're not colleagues, but I wanted to keep it. I don't know. There need to be boundaries, I guess. And so when you said you felt instant chemistry with someone, who was that with? Just curious. Me. Oh, I see. I mean, I figure it would go both ways. Don't think it normally goes just one way. But I don't know if we should have shared that. Well, I mean, we might make things awkward now. You don't have to bring that up. Yes, I made it awkward first by bringing up that you smelled nice. Fine. Okay, don't have to make things more awkward. So, we got that all out on the table, huh? And now we're cuddling. I think we skipped some steps in there. But that's fine with me. Do you want to go out on a date? Yeah, this kind of counts as a date, sure. You canceled a date so you could go on a date with me? Oh, wow, that's kind of... I'm just kidding. This could count as our first date. You taking care of me. Aww. What's funny is it would still be my best first date ever. So, thank you for my best first date ever. And maybe our second date will be me taking care of you while you're sick. Make me stop giggling, please. I can't help it, though. When I'm around you, you just make me happy and you make me smile and giggle. True. I'm not going to get any rest if we keep talking. I like talking to you, though. I just like being with you. Especially like this. All right, my big spoon. I'm just going to melt into you. And I am going to try to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the best first date ever. Mm-hmm.